So I'm Marty. I live in Marty Mueller, and I live in Oroville. I've been in Oroville for about 20 years. I'm also was chair of the International Advisory Council of the Global Eco-Village Network, and I'm a United Nations representative to Geneva for NGOs. But let's not talk about me. Let's talk about a very big event that's coming up in Copenhagen next month, which is the Global Climate Change Conference. And there's going to be a lot happening. Their heads of state are coming, and they're going to deliberate some really important questions around carbon emissions. But there's also going to be what's called the Bottom Up, which is a conference for the people. And in that conference, I'll be part of the opening session, talking a bit about from Rio to Copenhagen, what it's meant these last 20 years. And I think the most important thing I'm going to have to say is that in Rio, people were still debating whether climate change would actually happen. And if it did, they thought, well, we've got 200 years. Now we know it's imminent, it's on us. The other thing we thought in Rio was that governments and United Nations organizations, UNESCO, et cetera, were going to do the job. And now we know they won't. They may be there to actually help coordinate some programs, but in actual fact, it comes down to us, you and I, small citizens groups all over the world who are going to make the difference because we have decided to initiate programs that everybody can be a part of and that are replicable. So that's basically what I'm going to talk about, and then I'll try to talk about some of the projects that are, I think are really interesting. Of course, Oroville, because we're working so much in appropriate energy, in community experimentation and experiential education for our kids, in so many different fields that can be relevant and can be replicable to places all over the world, including urban communities. And then a couple of days later, we're going to present a Luigi from L'Avenir, and also somebody who's been very involved in the town hall and putting together the whole urban vision of Oroville. We'll be doing a PowerPoint. In it, we're going to talk a little bit about the different energy programs and technology that Oroville has experimented in, and also to some extent about our community development. And then two nights later, there'll be we're going to show the film Oroville and the Future, the film that Michel
Decouste
has made, and which is really an interesting film in that it talks about the practical work of people in reforestation and village action, working in different fields involving a commitment to the environment. And at the same time, it shows a lot the aspirations people have in Oroville and the real strong spiritual quality of the life there. So I would say on the whole, we're going to be pretty well represented there. With the opening session, then the PowerPoint 2 days later, and then 2 days after that, the film on Oroville. And so if you happen to be in the area, if you happen to be in Denmark and Copenhagen, come and see us, and let's work together.
Okay, do you know the date?
The dates, it starts on the 5th.
December?
Yeah, and it goes through the 15th, and there'll be lots of different interventions. What's also interesting is the Global Eco-Village Network is going to be... there'll be a lot of sessions involving the work that's being done in different communities beyond Oroville, communities like Findhorn, Damenhor, The Farm, Tui in New Zealand, Crystal Waters in Australia. They're wonderful eco-villages burgeoning now in Japan as well. So there'll be quite a lot of talk around that. And then there's also going to be a review of the Eco-Village Design Education Program, the EDE, which is it's a program designed for a month of intensive work in permaculture, spirituality, having a look at economics and the environment, and it runs in different communities throughout the world. And a lot of the programs are connected to universities, and I think we've run almost 60 programs in 3 years.
And you say also there's special guests?
Yeah, there'll be special guests. Well, Bjork is coming, and she's coming with a contingent of Icelandic women, and not to sing or be a star, but to, you know, talk about what's happening in her country and where she thinks change should happen. And there are lots and lots of people from all over. Wangari Maathai will be there, from the Nobel Prize winner from Africa, from Kenya. who organized the Greenbelt movement there, this massive tree planting in Kenya. There are going to be lots and lots and lots of activists, committed people of all sorts. And I don't think we should leave out the governments and the large organizations either, or businesses. I think we all have to work together, but I think we each have to start from where we are as individual citizens, where we empower ourselves because we can become part of a community that is interested in bringing about the change. In any case, as I see it, if we don't really wake up fast, we're not going to be around much longer. You know, they gave us 200 years on climate change, and we're right in the middle of it now. The official scientific declarations on the dying oceans is 30 to 40 years. That means we have 10 to 15. Because nobody wants to say the real reality. Last night I heard an emission program on TV where they were saying the oceans will definitely rise and they'll go up 1 meter in the next 100 years. What does that mean? It means the oceans will be up 70 centimeters in the next 20. So, you know, look at a city like Bangkok. What does that mean? If you've ever been to Bangkok and seen how all the high rises are just sitting in water already, and what it's going to mean for people. And people are just going to be on the move, because wherever they're living, the earth will give out underneath them.
And what do you think Orville can bring to this conference?
I think what Orville brings are probably three things. One, we have quite a strong community network, in a way. We know that our strength lies in our exponential factor as a community. And we're experimenting in what it means to live in community, which is not always that easy, as we all know. I think we have a lot of practical programs that are interesting, because we're not a terribly big community. And many of our programs in solar energy, the Sedona Forest Reforestation Project is probably going to be taken to Senegal. We have Sedona, which is a heritage seed program to try to protect seeds so that, organic seeds, so that they're not, so that they don't disappear because of transgenic agriculture. There's so many programs in Oroville that are great, and our children grow up in really interesting circumstances because it's very interdisciplinary and it's very experiential. We have that to offer, and then we have a spiritual vision as well, in some respect. It's based on the vision that Mother had of this community that would exist, that would be a model for human unity. It's also based on the ideas of a very renowned Indian philosopher, Sri Aurobindo, and his ideas about transformation of consciousness through yoga. But it's also just based on some kind of a very strong energy that brings people from all over the world together to work together. So when you arrive and you say house in Tamil or love in Italian, it doesn't always mean the same thing. But we're there to work and to do something to concretize our commitment to a transformation of consciousness and to a transformation of the earth. And I can't think of a place that I think is as interesting on the whole as Oroville for all our struggles and all the rest. I think we're blessed to be there. And I think whoever has an opportunity to come and see and visit and experience work there always leaves with a different feeling in their heart.